John Barry, the director of the Office of Personnel Management, my guest to talk about that decision. Mr. Director, it's a pleasure to talk to you as always. Tell me exactly the specifics, right from your words to everybody's ears, what the deal is for tomorrow, sir.
Well, Francis, we will be closed again tomorrow. The storm that you're experiencing now and the winds and the rain that the region is experiencing now is just prologue. The worst is yet to come. And it is an important for both your listeners and for all of our federal employees and residents throughout the region to appreciate that this is a high-risk event. This is a storm of a lifetime. And we encourage people to stay inside, to stay safe, to stay hunkered down until this storm is passed and it is safe to come out. We strongly encourage all public officials are united in this for people to stay home, stay off the road. Do not be outside. We are facing significant high winds this evening. The forecast has worsened since yesterday, Francis, and this is a serious storm, and we need to take it very, very seriously.
Before we went on the air, I had a moment to chat with you, sir, and you talked about the briefing that you are just coming from just moments ago. Tell me about that briefing, who was involved, and who's hearing the same things that you're hearing.
Well, Francis, as you know, this is not a decision I make lightly or make by myself. I assisted by the Council of Governments here in the region, well over 100 people on a phone call, including all of the transportation, all of the police and safety, all of the metro rail and bus, the states, the city are all represented, all of the localities, and we received the latest information from the National Weather Service. Everybody can get their questions answered, and people can advise as to what the conditions are. We also have the utilities and other public safety operations like our water systems and others that are on the call as well. And we were briefed by James Lee from the National Weather Service, and he brought sobering news in that, yesterday the briefing was already a pretty tough storm, but the storm continues to strengthen. And right now we expect the winds highest will be from 6 p.m. tonight through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning on Tuesday. Winds could be near 60 to 70 mile an hour gusts, and potentially worse if the storm continues to strengthen as it is showing that it will do. The most intense period will be from 7 tonight till 2 in the morning. The D.C. area is estimated to receive anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of rain, and the Baltimore area 8 to 12 inches. They're really going to be on the worst end of the water on this storm. Winds will continue through the day tomorrow to be dangerous and tailing off over the course of the day, hopefully as the storm moves out. But we're looking at winds at noon, still 30 to 40 mile an hour with 50 mile an hour gusts. And at 6 p.m. tomorrow, winds still 25 to 35 with 40 mile per hour gusts. But so you can see it kind of coming down. In the morning, we're looking at 70 mile an hour gusts. So it'll go from 70 to 40 over the course of the day tomorrow, but we're still in a high wind, situation. We're going to face flooding. We just cannot, pretend that, this could be a business as usual day. We need to make sure that folks understand that this is serious and we'll respond accordingly.
OPM Director John Barry, my guest on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This is something that is, as you mentioned, sounds a little worse in Baltimore than it does here in Washington. What's the procedure for the executive boards in the other parts of the country that are affected by this as this goes up the eastern seaboard?
Each of the major metropolitan areas are covered by a federal executive board, and they have the the authority that vests with me here in the metro, D.C. metropolitan area. And obviously yesterday we were all in agreement, Baltimore, both D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston were all closed as of today, and I suspect we will find that same scenario running out tomorrow. The federal executive boards were waiting to hear, you know, our latest information, and then we'll be going forward, I'm sure, pretty quickly, you know, making their decisions for tomorrow.
So the decision-making lies with them. You've delegated that authority to them, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they reached the same conclusion that you did based on the information you just gave us.
Right. And there we're making sure, and FEMA is doing a wonderful job here. This is all being very well coordinated. The president's involved. He's declared states of emergency along with those that had already been in place with by the governors. But we now have federal designations going out, and National Guard is responding. There are emergency operations centers set up. There are shelters set up. There are pre-positioning of equipment all the way from here, all the way up through the Boston corridor. This is as you see on the radar, you know, the size of this storm is phenomenal. And what we really have is not one storm, it's the mixing of three storms that are all coming together essentially this evening right here over our heads.
Mr. Director, the first question everybody asks, and I know you can't answer it yet, is, okay, now that we know about Tuesday, what about Wednesday? But can you outline what the factors are that you'll want to look at about this time tomorrow to figure out what your decision will be at about this time tomorrow for Wednesday?
Well, core things, and here's something that we know is going to complicate Wednesday. All of this water that is falling across not only our region, but throughout the entire watershed of the Chesapeake Bay, all the way up through upstate New York, through Pennsylvania and down, there's going to be significant flooding. And the Potomac is expected to reach flood stage at Wisconsin Avenue on Wednesday, 9 o'clock at night on Wednesday, to be over 10 feet flood stage at Wisconsin Avenue. We're looking at 2 p.m. at Little Falls, a 14-foot flood stage on Wednesday. And then that's going to just flow down, as you can imagine. Alexandria is going to face significant potential flooding event in Alexandria on Wednesday, because as the winds shift now, you know, what we're getting now is northwest winds. As the storm moves north, those winds will shift around to the southwest, and combined with sort of tidal surge and river tide and the river flow that's going to be added to it, Alexandria is going to be facing a tough situation on Wednesday evening. So we'll be looking, you know, tomorrow, watching those flood situations, Francis. We'll also be looking at the power situation. Right now, we already have about 5,900 people just in Maryland alone without power. I suspect it's about 10,000 when you think about the region, and you know, we'll get much more accurate reports after the wind tonight. After the day, you know, the strongest part of the storm has passed, we'll be looking at, you know, what's the situation with downed trees, with roads, with power lines, whether Metro will be able to be operational. All of those factors will go into the decision about Wednesday, and obviously we can't predict those right now. We have to wait and see after the worst of the storm has passed.
Mr. Director, anything else that you want to say to federal employees as they're listening this afternoon and working their way through all this stuff?
I think the most important thing is stay safe. This is not a storm to play with. These are high winds. There is dangerous situation with debris, with falling branches, with others. This is not one, this is not a windy March day. This is a significant life-threatening event, and we encourage people to stay inside, stay off the road, and until this storm is passed, and it looks like, as I said, the worst won't be passed until after 6 a.m. in the morning. So folks should, just stay safe, keep an eye on themselves, to prepare, stay in touch with, especially if there's elderly people in the neighborhood or if power's lost. Please keep a good sense of community. I know federal employees have big hearts, and wherever they are, they'll be able to reach out and help in their communities to help people as they recover and hunker down and make it through this safely. We can all get out of this safely.
Mr. Director, I always appreciate your time and the information you share, but especially on a day like today. What are you going to do to keep yourself safe during the storm, sir?
Well, I'm working from home myself. So this is proof. As long as the power holds out, I'll be in a good situation here. But in this day and age, that's why I think even with people from, there a lot of federal employees, as I know, are just like me, are working from home today, getting their jobs done, making sure that they're keeping the public safe. And I want to especially have a proud shout out for all those federal employees who are emergency designated, who are in today working, putting themselves at risk to get to work so that they can keep their neighbors safe. And, our hat goes out and our hearts go out to every one of them and their families for their courage and their dedication to our communities and our nation.